This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good afternoon. They have stolen 5 pickup trucks and 1 Dodge Camper at gunpoint. They have robbed more than 36 people of money, cell phones, and valuables at gunpoint, and they have also stolen 1,000 pounds of processed marijuana, and they remain at large. The sheriff's office is investigating a string of 3 armed robberies committed in the eastern part of the county around Hoopa between last Thursday afternoon and Friday afternoon. 3 men, armed with rifles and wearing tactical vests, robbed more than 30 employees at a marijuana garden last Thursday afternoon. Suspects matching the description then confronted and robbed Spanish tourists of their belongings and vehicles after they returned from a hike on Friday. Those same 3 men are the suspects in an incident in which 2 pickup trucks were stolen last Friday at gunpoint as well. One of the stolen vehicles was later recovered from the Klamath River, but the suspects remain at large. There are a few important meetings scheduled for the next 2 days. Tonight, the County Fire Safe Council and the Fire Chiefs Association, along with county staff, will host another wildfire preparedness workshop, this time in Willow Creek at Trinity Valley Elementary from 5 until 8. A wildfire workshop is also scheduled for Redway at the Redway Fire Hall tomorrow night from 6 until 8. The Klamath River Renewal Corporation will host a public meeting this evening at the Adorney Center in Eureka from 6 until 8 to inform the public about the ongoing project to remove 4 dams from the Klamath River. Members of the corporation board will be on hand to answer questions about environmental impacts, the project's timeline, and other concerns. The County Aviation Division is still searching for an airline to expand service at the county airport, and tomorrow, a prospective carrier, Voltaire, will make a presentation to the committee. The meeting begins at 6 o'clock at the Warfinger Building in Eureka. There were 2 College of the Redwoods Board of Trustees seats up for grabs yesterday. In Trustee Area 1, incumbent Tracy Capini was defeated by challenger Bonnie Deister by 376 votes, while in Trustee Area 2, incumbent Thomas Ross was defeated by challenger Dan Kelly, who garnered more than 56% of the vote. Rio Dell passed a cannabis tax, Samoa voters approved a measure to create a special service district, and a Blue Lake special tax to fund firefighting operations failed at the ballot box. College of the Redwoods, Blue Lake Rancheria, the County Office of Education, Humboldt State, and the Small Business Development Council will host the Elevator Pitch Night tonight from 5:30 until 7:30 at the Plaza Grill View Room in Arcata. An elevator pitch is a 2-minute sales speech explaining a business idea, and college students from local campuses will take the chance to sell their ideas to a panel of judges. Coast Central Credit Union has appointed Humboldt County native Colleen Toasty as its new Vice President of Marketing and Communications to replace Dean Hart, who retired earlier this year. That's the KINS North Coast News. I'm Dan Squire.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.